You know how sometimes you kind of think things, and then it comes back on you? Well, this is the case today, because this is one of my favorite gospel readings, particularly that 25th verse. That's kind of one of my life verses. And so when I was doing chapel this morning, we had a guest speaker, and when I read the gospel, I was like, oh, man, I wish that gospel had been on the day that I was going to have to do a little homily with the children. And so about 30 minutes ago, I was informed that I would get to do that. So this is going to be my best shot at trying to explain some things to you that have changed my life in many ways. There's so many things in this gospel text that Bracken read that we could unpack. But the main thing is the unbelief of everybody that was really involved here. You know, of course, the Pharisees, they're trying to accuse Jesus and bring charges against him in some way, and then the parents, don't talk to us, go talk to him, because they were afraid of the Jews. And then even the man himself, you know, he's like, well, I don't know, you know. But in saying that, he gave us one of the greatest weapons in the Christian life, and that is, I don't know, you know. And one of the worst things in the Christian life is the word how. The using that word in our Christian life, I think, destroys so much of our basic faith when we keep asking, how, Lord? How are you going to do this? How did you do this? How? Rather than just simple accepting him that he does these things, whatever it is, and the needs that we have in our life. In Paul's letters, over and over again, he writes the same thing to us about grace and Christ all being sufficiency. The sufficiency of grace, the sufficiency of Christ himself being all in all. But we don't really realize sometimes that when we're trying to live in that sufficiency, when we go, well, how, we're kind of taking ourselves out of that. We're kind of like wanting an explanation to something that probably in most cases, if we got the explanation, we wouldn't know what it meant. Because we tend to forget that God's ways are not our ways. You know, and I firmly believe that when we get to heaven, that then we'll see things and we'll go, well, no wonder. Because I'd have never understood that. It was just, it'd be like if someone was trying to explain nuclear fission and that kind of stuff to us here. Most of us would be totally clueless, even though they gave it a perfectly wonderful explanation that if you followed it, you could create atom bombs or whatever. Which lawyers are very good at that, by the way, of giving explanations that leave me going, huh? And that's just human. Can you imagine the wisdom of God, that how it would be so confusing to us sometimes? The big thing that God wants us to do is to walk in that simple faith of just simply trusting him. How we have, what we call refrigerator verses that we put on a refrigerator, and then we have life verses. You know, and most people, they have, like, when they do a refrigerator verse, it's two or three verses, and life verses are two or three verses. Well, I've got a half a verse. And it's that half, the last half of that 25th verse. Because the whole verse, he then answered them, whether he's a sinner or not, I do not know. That's not mine. My life verse is one thing I do know. And though I was blind, now I see. You know, as a young Christian living in Florida and doing evangelism on the beaches and stuff like that, so many times we'd run into Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons and Hare Krishners and on and on and on and on, and just total heathens like I was. And they would ask all these questions. And I tried to answer them. And I finally figured out that I just didn't have the answers to their questions. But this became my answer. I don't know. But this I do know. I once was this and now I'm that. And even though occasionally I go back and want to be this, I can't be that because I'm now that. You know? You know, it's kind of like I wished, I'm 68 years old, okay? I like to play tennis. I really wish I was 28 years old so I could really play tennis. I can't. I can go play tennis, but I'm not 28. I'm now 68. And that's the Christian life, is that once we was this, and now we are this. And we may go back and try, and occasionally I do that, and I did that a couple of weeks ago, and now I'm suffering with a, I don't know, it's so close to a torn, ruptured Achilles tendons that I don't know I could get any closer because I'm hobbling around trying to be that. But see, I'm this. And if you're a born-again Christian, you're no longer that. You're now this. Now, you can go try to be that. You know, you may get caught up into something and act like that. But you're going to be miserable until you come back and be this. That's the story of my life. Of one of going back many times and acting like that, but I'm not that. I'm this. And so I'm always drawn back by the love of Christ back to this that he's changed me into. This is a quote out of Victorious Christian Life by John Trumbull. And I read this just the other day, and I was like, oh, man, yeah, this is where I'm at. It's basically the same thing as this verse. I've gotten to the place where I've lost interest in the questions of how God does things. That is his business, not mine. See, in our Western thinking of things, we have this tendency to think that if I can explain this to you, if I can write this book about it, then you will know it and you can duplicate it. Let me tell you what. You can't duplicate God. You can only allow God to live his life in you. And too many times we try to come up with this formula of how to, rather than living in the life of who to, who does, which is him. So this is a particular place where I'm at right now in Christ, trying to really learn these lessons. And I was really struck by that when I read it, and then this morning by this verse. You know, I don't know. I don't need to know. I just need to know him and simply rely on him. And let him do what he does and accept what he does without question, without asking how. Not being a Pharisee, asking this poor guy that had been blind and now he's healed, is how. I mean, he didn't care how. Even if he had known how, he wouldn't have cared how. He is just happy to see. And so I don't know how God took me from being the total heathen, pagan that I was, how he did that, I have no idea. And changed that person into who I am now, which has still got a long way to go to be who he would like for me to be. But his grace is sufficient to do all of those things. And he is constantly drawing me from glory to glory, from revelation of him to revelation of him. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.